Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson, Cowboy Wisdom. I am a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, published author, and I do two Facebook lives on my Cowboy Wisdom and on Facebook. But tonight I want to talk about political correctness and how political correctness subconsciously controls our life and how we use the school system and everything to really keep us locked and blocked in the way of life and how things go. So anyway, so what is it that you're trying to fit into that keeps you where you're at? And that's something I've learned about political correctness. It keeps me locked in trying to fit into a society that is controlled by outside sources. We lack the wisdom and innovation to understand how locked and blocked we are in to society's ways, and we try to think we're beyond it, but yet we stay controlled by it. And something that I've learned and really opened up to is how punctuation actually controls the mind and keeps us inside a certain deal, because we got to be structured and politically correct to do this. And that is something I've learned myself, and that is something I did. I unpunctuated my writings about 2011, and that liberated a block inside me. But political correctness is what everybody strives for, because we want to think we're perfect. And how is being perfect a limitation? Because life is going to show you imperfect ways and imperfect situations that feature that political correctness. And when people try to fit in, and when you're telling other people what's going on, and you're fitting into the political correctness of life. And we always look up to somebody else, and we're always chasing somebody else to move our life forward. So as we do this, what happens in our life? And what becomes of us? Because when a dream or something expansive occurs, how does the political correctness, the subconscious political correctness, come alive and stop you right where you work, right where you are, and you really become attached to what you know and where you've been and everything in life? I've noticed that within myself. I really become afraid of something I have no idea what to be afraid of. But it's the people that I surround myself with. A lot, when you know the people you surround yourself with, and as soon as you start telling them your idea and things to move forward, your innovative inspiration, they start cutting it down, and then you start second guessing yourself. Has that ever happened to you? It's happened to me a lot. Because people that are innovative are going to live beyond the thinking mind and the political correctness of society trained ways and the school system. If we'd have stayed inside the school system, would we have electricity today? Would we have cars? Would we have anything? Or would we still be doing the covered wagon, no electricity, living, you know, pioneering ways? But how are we afraid to be, and how would we have been if we wouldn't trust ourselves. How does political correctness steal the trust within somebody? And I want to thank, there's a comment in the chat room and says telling other people your dreams. Very true. I learned to keep my mouth shut with those who don't believe in me. Because people that don't trust you or trust your dreams and buy into them, they don't have any dreams. And they're afraid to move their life forward outside of what they know. And that's what political correctness does. It gives us a time to stay within what we know and where we're at in life. And that's why people always want you to heal the past and forgive, because that doesn't let you out of today, out of yesterday. It keeps today yesterday. And they can deal with yesterday, but it's hard for people to understand it's today is the trend-setting opportunity, dancing, affluence, yesing your trust in your abilities to move your life forward. But political correctness is a dream stealer because it's a structure by outside sources and by the silent society and everything in society outside of you that's in power of your life, powers your life today or controls your life today, is where you stay stuck inside. And I realize I have done that, and I still do that. But the but is I now understand political correctness is a dream stealer and a life taker away. Because everybody says, well, the government's going to do this. You can't do this. You can't do that because of this law, this law, and this law. Laws are made for those who want to stay inside of them. But laws are also for those who want to be above them, but yet have the integrity and honor to stay within them. But it's not the law that you worry about. It's the it's a ridicule that comes along the way, because I now understand I will fail my way to the one success that opens a door for me to soar. You could fail all the way to being 100, but you could still succeed at 100. You know, a lot of people think Microsoft was an instant success. Bill Gates was sneaking into the University of Washington long before he becomes Microsoft. And actually, Microsoft was somebody else's first idea. Bill Gates expanded on that. So how are we afraid to listen, to have people entertain our dreams to expand us beyond everything we know? So what is the biggest fear we all have in life? Success. And afraid of controversy, afraid to hurt people's, to say what you think because you might hurt somebody's feeling. Well, here's the thing. Whatever you hide from the world because you're afraid of somebody else's stuff or hurting somebody or maybe tingling or twinking a feeling of somebody else, you're going to cover up and becomes a fear within yourself. Everything we're afraid to address in our daily life means we're afraid of something in ourselves. And everything we hide because we're not moving forward, because it isn't political correct, it isn't politically incorrect, it isn't societal correct, is a limitation within us. Because when we learn to communicate, we can say what we feel and how we feel, present it to people in a way that opens them up to see the world through a better way. So as I see the world now and view the world, I see a visionary epiphany internally, wowing myself to stand tall and be willing to take the flack and the crap from people that don't believe in my dream. Because people that don't believe in my dream are people that don't trust themselves. And when you can get out of belief, faith, and all the other words and get down to that trust, to see your heart and soul as a trust of transcending revolutionary utopian savvy, seeing the world through an enterprising wise and enterprising eyes, to open yourself to the new way of life. How is the spiritual world and the coaching world still trying to live on yesterday and afraid of tomorrow? Well, it isn't tomorrow we're afraid of, because we understand we're still in yesterday, but today is where the new avenues are paved with the percipience, the peace, and the prosperity for us to move forward. Life will never be a simple trail. It will never be a paved road. It's always going to be a trail of rocks, trees, and everything else to test me and test you to see if you really are the trendsetter, enterprising savant, tantalizing your dreams to be your way of life. That is something I'm really opening myself up to, and I still have a long ways to go, because everybody says, you do a step program or you do this. Steps are just baby cliffs to fall off of and land on your duff. And that is something I understand. When somebody says they have a program, they have this. Well, programs are good, but programs are programming you, but never let you out of yesterday, the political correctness, or anything in life. It is a day-to-day expansion inside me to realize life will forever liberate me internally, for feeling energized to dance with my daily life. So as I open up, I see myself in a better way. And that's a question, no matter what's going on in your life, the question is there a better way? But when you understand your heart, soul, your brain prowess, your gut gumption, is your trust to bust loose from whatever thing and enjoy the lust within you, the lust of your dreams to dance throughout your daily life. But it's time to let go of thinking and feel the intuitive, to feel the inspiration of your internal self, to really open up and walk the talk of your dreams within you with a humility that will allow you to hear the world, unleashing that majestic, innovative, trendsetting, youthful person that's inside you. It's that yazza jazz to dance with yourself on your dreamers' dance floor. The world is waiting for people to expand the world. But we're sitting here trying to hold back and trying to stay exactly the same, yet we think we're moving forward. The spiritual world and the coaching world like to talk about heal the past, forgive this. Well, the only thing you're doing is staying in yesterday. Expand through today, you'll unhook the past. And if you appreciate every event in your life and the people you meet, you shall expand through that, because that appreciation gives you the power to expand. I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. My website is mycowboywisdom.com. My email is robert@mycowboywisdom.com. And tomorrow night's Facebook will be live about political correctness, and it will allow people to understand we're controlled by outside sources. And I will be here next Monday. Wednesday, I got an appointment, so I will be busy Wednesday. So anyway, we'll see you next Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And I want to thank everybody for being here.